6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oi, Yara. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and I think we all know that that means it's time to drink some tea. Because 19:30 UTC is the best time. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Yada yada. I'm drinking that mystery oolong today. It's pretty good. I like it. It's working for me today. And I'm glad for that because... having kind of a weird day. Or at least... Yeah, well, here's the problem. I went to bed at a decent hour. I was in bed by 2. I was asleep by 2:10 easily. Unfortunately, I woke up at 4 a.m. And I had some kind of little ouchy problem that was bothering me enough that I had to get up. I had to go upstairs and sit in some hot water in my bathtub for about 45 minutes. And that seemed to take care of it because then I just came back downstairs and fell back asleep. Slept a little bit later than I usually would. But yeah, now I'm kind of sore. I'm kind of and I kind of don't want to do anything. And it's kind of cold again. And I don't want to do anything. But when it's cold and I don't want to do anything, I don't do anything, and then I just get colder. Just from sitting here. So we got to think of something to do. Yeah, this tea is so weird. I like it. But the second infusion is better. This is the first infusion, so... It's so damn weird. It's so damn weird. Anyway, so here we are. It's Dubious Goals Committee time once again here in the city. Good tea. I'm already sort of thinking about lunch. Do I want to go to the store? No, don't go to the store before lunch. I do this every once in a while. I know better than to go to the store when I'm hungry, but I still... get too much food. So I'm not going to the store. What do I need to... What do I want to eat today? What am I going to be eating? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because we actually do have something to do. As soon as I finish this cup of tea. Which is absolutely delicious. Oh... I don't want to move around, but on the other hand, I kind of have to move around. So let's stand up. Let's stand up and let's head up into the kitchen. Because, ow. I've done some more work with the last batch of crappy epoxy jewels. Of course, I didn't add any LEDs to these. This setup, this test, this... whatever was just to use up the last of the bad epoxy. And what you need to know is during the day yesterday and evening, I continually ran these through some heat cycles in the oven. So let's open the oven. Let's take out the big mold. The big mold that has the sort of test diamond in it. And I got it out here now. and I'm going to start flexing the mold. Oh, God. It's still just super gooey. It won't separate from the... Wow. Worse than I've ever seen. This is the... Yeah. Okay. So, this is utterly worthless. Let's throw it back in the oven. Let's grab the little mold here. Oh yes, I can see the heat has started to do something to them, creating little bubbles on the edges. Will they... Oh God, no. They're all stretchy. They're all gooey. Wow, this is not good in any shape, way, shape, or form. This is the worst batch we've ever had. This could be a big disaster. The only thing left to do now is to bake them some more. Maybe we can get them hard enough to take out of the molds. Oh. And that's the other thing. Right over here, we have this plastic bag. And it has six little things in it. What are the six little things that are in it? Well, they are 3.5 millimeter mono panel jacks. Yeah, and there's only six of them. Remember when I bought these last time? I said, oh, I'm going to buy so many of these, I won't have to reorder any for years. And I bought like 40 of them. I'm getting like 40 of these. 40 of these damn things will last me forever. No, 40 of these damn things last me for a couple months, and now I'm down to six. That might be enough for a single project. And I hear something behind me. And as I turn around, I see the cat. Hello, gabangers! The cat's trying to chew on some plastic bags. Okay, well, you do that and have fun. Oh, and look over here. I think we better feed the cat, too, because the cat food bowl is empty. So we're going to open up the cat food bag. Pour in some kitty food. Yay! Close the bag. And place it over there. Yay! The cat is now fed. Might as well look out the window. Yeah, oh goody. It's a little bit warmer today. And when I say a little bit warmer, I mean 1 or 2 degrees warmer. Because it is now 2.5, not quite 3, maybe 3 degrees Celsius. Up a degree or two from yesterday. But it's sunny. I can see wind already though, so I don't like it. Did I mention that I went to Smedge's? Yeah, I think I did. The other day, a couple days ago, I was out and about. I went to the specialty candy store. It's basically just down the street from OPPD Arboretum. And I bought some lollipops. And I'm going to give these to my friends, the Silk Knights, because they look like psychedelic square cube candy. What the hell, damn guy? You know, so... How are you not going to give that to your psychedelic cube friends? You know what I'm saying? Oh. And what's the cat doing? The cat's down here messing with the milk bottle. And when I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what are you doing with a milk bottle? That doesn't make any sense. You hate milk. You don't drink it. Okay, this is all true, but sometimes I have to cook with it. And so I have to buy small... quantities of milk, and since you can't buy cardboard containers anymore, you only can get these little jugs. And I love these little jugs because they're so cute, but they're quart. What the hell's a quart? Well, it's basically a liter. And the reason that the jug is so cute is because it's square. It's very cubical for a liquid holding device. Okay, so I think the oven is preheated enough. We're going to dupe it. I'm going to zap that later, too. Now the cat wants me to go downstairs. What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we going downstairs for bingins, googalongins? So anyway, I spent most of the evening last night, shopping, basically. Looking for skiffs to put synth stuff in, and they're all very expensive, and everything is ridiculous and dumb. And I said, okay, whatever. And I started looking at other stuff, because the thing, the module that I have coming, the new module that will arrive soon, in a few more days, the new module will require some way to drive it, and I've thought of various ways to go about doing this, and I've even thought about building something, but I found two other products that would be good. One is the new DivKid thing. And yeah, of course I want it because it's a cool DivKid thing. And And I thought it was only two channels. The more channels, the better here. And then I found this other thing that is a little bit cheaper. It has a few less features, but it's three channel and it's a little bit more my style. And I kind of want that. And it's made by a company in the Donbas. And so if I buy this, I'm supporting Ukrainian efforts. So I want to buy this thing. But I can't find anybody who sells one, which means I got to buy one directly from, you know, the manufacturers who are being bombed and shelled and are in a war zone right now. So they can probably use my money, maybe buy a couple drones. Yeah. And I really want to support that effort, but if I can't get one, yada yada. So maybe I have to buy the DivKid thing after all. And then when I was researching the DivKid thing a little bit better, I learned that it's actually 4-channel. It's like, yeah, and it does do a few other things than the Ukrainian thing, but it also costs $50 more. Everything is about costing lots of dollars.
Is that what I think it is? That's the effect of PRRT4 on advanced amyloid proteins on the affected brain tissue. A significant shrinkage.
A cure for Alzheimer's?
It could be.
Everyone, we could be on the brink of a massive breakthrough. Colin, guard the door.
Stop it, you lot. Get back to your workstations. Monsieur Garnier will be furious if he sees what you've done.
Be quiet, Leslie. This is exactly why I got into science in the first place.
He's coming.
Morning, Monsieur Garnier.
Well, what the hell's going on here? Why are you scientists away from your places? This is the laboratoire, not a UNESCO conference.
Sorry, Monsieur Garnier.
And Phillips, what have we got here? I hope for your sake it's something new for the Garnier Fructis range.
It isn't, Monsieur Garnier. It's...
What's that, Phillips?
It isn't, Monsieur Garnier. It's... It's a potential cure for Alzheimer's and...
Oh, I get it. I get it. Listen up, scientists, and listen good. This is my laboratoire, and what I say goes. I don't want you lot wasting your time with medicines and whatnot. We went through that with Peterson and his perpetual motion device. I ask you, does perpetual motion add anything to the Garnier Sleek and Shine series? Well,
no, Mr. Garnier.
And what do we want?
New products in the Nutrice collection?
Bang on, Leslie! And the invention of the word Nutrice, which sounds like nutrition but doesn't guarantee it, is one of the best things you've ever come up with.
But Mr. Garnier, we're scientists. We need to change the world. You've got the best scientific equipment money can buy. You employ 3,000 research staff. We've created 521 patents. This is the finest laboratoire in the Western Hemisphere. Surely we can...
You can change the world with Garnier Body Cocoon and Soft Curl Cream. And if you can't take that, you know where the exit door to the laboratoire is.
Yes, Monsieur Garnier.
So, Phillips, are you staying or are you going?
I'm staying, Monsieur Garnier.
Yeah, I have to admit that I do appreciate the work of the Garnier Laboratoire scientists, because I do occasionally use their products, especially the Garnier Fructis conditioner that I'm kind of into, at least for the last couple months. All right, I just followed my cat into the bathroom so I could pour her some water, but she's already just drinking it. I don't believe it. I don't understand what's happening. There must have been some kind of unusual shift in the space-time continuum, because I didn't have to pour the water. Now I'm just confused. I don't understand what's happening. But the strange thing is now I kind of feel like washing my hair. I don't... Weird. Strange. Okay, so... So what are we doing? What the hell is happening here? Well, I'm sitting back down. There we go. Because a couple of emails just popped into my email box What do we got? Oh, we got a message from the Emeritus, who has forwarded to me the latest issue of the Harrenhaven newsletter. And apparently, I'm just kind of going through the headlines here. Apparently, we've got a Boy Scout who's going to build some screech owl nest boxes. Do we have screech owls at Harrenhaven? What else we got? Water quality, highlights of last year. My input is needed. We'd love your ideas to shape the future of Harrenhaven. Share your feedback today. Okay, perhaps I shall, but I think that's going to happen later, because more importantly, we have an email from Lad. Lad emailed me. And Lad says, oh, I completely understand. And if I did the math correctly, the cost would be in the thousands of dollars for only 2 days. I have decided against it myself. This was in response to a strange idea that we threw around, maybe go down to Tucson to see a Michael Stearns concert. But the email goes on to say, but if you want to get some material down in Logic together, I'm all for it. So he wants to do some recording, and I am hip to that. I'm also thinking, you know, what would it cost? What would it cost for us to bring Michael Stearns to town? Why are we going to him? Let's bring him to town, so we don't have to do any traveling. Make him drag his synthesizers around, right? And then we can open up for him. Oh, and that would be a good concert. It would be me, and then Lad, and then Stearns. And, geez, we could probably get people to come to that. Oh, what venue to put it in? I don't know. Maybe somebody needs to write a grant, and then we can bring him into the Benson Theater or something. I don't know. That's an idea that I will float back at Lad. And we got to start recording some stuff. So I've been kind of thinking about that, too. We have no way of working yet. How's this going to work? What are we going to do? What's the frequency, Kenneth? Well, I think the plan would be, I make up weird stuff on my modular so that then Lad can record it, and then Lad can edit and add things and arrange things and do stuff, and then we have a project. What do you think about that, Dingens? Pippa has come back, and now is in my face again. I should have written it down because I saw something. I was reading in the bathtub last night. I saw a combination of words that just was like, oh, that would be a great name for a band or something. What do you think about that, Peppa? You want to be in my band? You want to be in my cat band? What kitty instruments do you play? Cat says, I play synth because I am Synth Cat. What do you think about that, Dingens? You're a dinger. You're a ganooch. Oh, yeah, you can rub your face up against the microphone. Do you want to get on the banky? Do you want to get on the kitty banky? Okay, apparently the cat wants to get on the banky, so I have to grab the blanket and... Oh, this is a little bit more difficult than it sounds. Yada. Ow, and then I do the, yeah, okay, hi. And then the cat climbs onto the blanket, hi. Yeah, hello, welcome to Kitty Town. Welcome to Kitty Town. So here we are in Kitty Town. What I need is tea. And I need to do more thinking, because I had an idea last night that's going to turn out not to be a great idea. It seemed like a good idea at 1:30 a.m. And this is basically what I was thinking was, here's what we'll do. I'll build a clock. I'll build a clock out of a 555. And then I'll run it into another 555 to act as a frequency divider. And then I'll have all these wacky clock outputs. But no, I looked into that. I started looking at components, and yeah, not going to work. So, okay, what you do is you build a clock out of your 555, and you use it to clock a 4017, a decade counter, which I have. I own one. I think I might have two. And so this way, you basically got yourself a little clock divider. And Is that a good thing to have? Yeah, it's a great thing to have. You want a clock divider at all times. And so I was thinking I could make this clock divider, and I could use this clock divider, and I wouldn't have to buy anything to drive this new module that I have coming. Yeah, because I don't have clock in my skiff yet. I don't even have a skiff, but I don't have clock. Where am I going to get some clock? I need to make a clock, dingins. What do you think about that? Are you clocky, baby? You're clocky gagooger. I have a cat sitting on me. So, I could make this thing, because the module that I'm... that is on its way, it really enjoys being pinged. It's kind of a filter. You could think of it as being a filter, because it's sort of, that's what it is. But it's a very active filter, and it's got all kinds of weird stuff. So, basically, I just want to ping the crap out of it, right? Send it some gates, send it some triggers, and let it do its weird thing. I don't want to have a sequencer. I do not want to give this thing notes. I just want to send signals into it, slightly conditioned signals, signals conditioned with the technology of Garnier Laboratoire. And that's going to be the new kind of music that I make. Oh, it's science. So what? So I need to... I don't know. I need to get it together. I need to get my act together. I think the smart play here, and I really question myself, but I think that the smart play is to wait. Wait until I actually get this new module, and then drop the module into Florian's old case, get it next to some of my other stuff, and start messing with it. And then, after I send it triggers and gates and stuff and figure out exactly what it is I want to do with this, then I should think about what I need to build. And then I should think about the one or two other little things that I need to buy. Oh, and it also occurs to me that I'm probably going to need some more patch cables. Patch cables. Gonna buy some patch cables, dingins. Look at this patch baby. You're a patch baby. The cat is flopped over upside down between my legs on the blanket, and her butt, her back legs are facing towards the right. Her front legs are facing towards the left. And somehow she is twisted 180 degrees and then has her face pushed into the back of my right ankle. What the hell's happening here, cat? What are you doing, dingins? I got the flopper, the floppy kitty. Flop, flop, flop. They call her the flopper. You're the flopper. You're a flopped over kitty. Oh, and the other small detail I forgot to mention, and I'm sure I'm forgetting to mention many, but I actually heard the mailman, or the mail person, the mailtron, deliver mail. I heard my mailbox open and close yesterday, and I said, yay, I know when the mail comes now, shortly after 12:30. Haven't heard it again, but anyway, then I went out to the mailbox, and guess what was in the mailbox? Oh, my bank statement showed up a few days early. What's that all about? I don't know. So now I know how much money I have, and it's enough that I could go out and buy, you know, maybe a $20 or $25 bottle of epoxy. But yeah, no, I think I'm going to wait a little bit on that just because I'm freezing. It's too damn cold to do anything. Plus, it's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, and that's how you get end of the line. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe.
beep 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 beep